Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our service here at Life Fellowship again this morning. For devotions this morning, I'd like to read some verses from Psalm 107. I'm going to read the first 22 verses of Psalm 107. And as I read, just kind of pay attention to what's actually happening here. It's kind of like three different circumstances that people are in and how God met them at each different place. Psalm 107, verse 1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God, and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word, and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. As I was looking at these verses here, I saw the kind of three different sections coming out. The first one is kind of the beginning to about verse 9. It's talking about the wonders, people that are hungry and thirsty, wandering around. They don't have any food or drink. And we could also look at that like the children of Israel in the wilderness coming through there. But then it says they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. That's when the relief came, after they cried out to the Lord. And it said he filled them with goodness, and they were satisfied. And it also gives the phrase here, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So God is looking for the praise there for what he has done. The next section, kind of verses 10 to about 14, 15, 16, is talking about the prisoners, people that had done wrong things and they were in prison. And we could also look at that like spiritual bondage also. They were bound up. And when they realized where they were at, they cried out to God, and God again brought them out. And it also says that they would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works again. So we see that God is still looking for that praise. Also, the last section that calls them fools here, I don't know what we would call them today, but they were also afflicted. They were in bondage, and it says they were drawing near unto the gates of death. But God, when they cried out to God, God saved them also. And we also see that God is looking for praise there also in that verse 21. So, yeah, I guess looking at the children of Israel at the Red Sea this morning, as our Sunday school lesson is, when they cried out to God, that's when God heard and answered their prayer, their cry, and parted the Red Sea and left them go through. And then also in the, I think it's about chapter 15 probably, we have God's, the song of praise to God for bringing them out. So I guess what I'd really like to challenge everybody with is that when, whatever you're going through, when God brings you out of that, just we need to praise him and thank him for that, because he has done it. It's nothing that we can do ourselves, and he deserves all the glory and the praise for that. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this morning, this beautiful day you've given us, and for how you're present here with us in each one of us. Thanks so much for how you've met each one of us where we're at. When we were lost and bound in sin, Lord, you brought us out. So we praise you for Jesus and for his willingness to come here and die on the cross for us. We thank you for his blood atoning for our sins and for that beautiful resurrection morning when he arose triumphant, and we also will rise someday to heaven to be with you forever. So, Lord, we thank and praise you for that, and help us never to take it for granted, but to always be mindful of how we need you and that you're the only way out. Lord, I just pray that you'd be with the remainder of our service there this morning, that you'd be with each teacher and the ones leading out in the service later on this morning, that you'd just be with them in a special way and give them your words to speak, and let everything that's done bring praise and honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.